sawhorses are, well, it's a board across, and then you have two of those. It actually stands up by itself. In fact, my mm-hmm. husband has some out in the workshop,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
Yeah, it's like you would lay a log across the top of the X so that it wouldn't move.
Well, I know what you're talking about, but that's not what we call sawhorses, because sawhorses are maybe as tall as this table.
Uh-huh.
And he had two of them, one at this end and one at that end.
Mm-hmm.
But there are big boards on top, and then the legs are like that.
Oh, uh-huh.
But it has boards on top so that you can mm-hmm. play things.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a more like technical carpentry tool, I would say.
Yeah, it is. But you said to lay boards on. Oh, you said. Oh, okay.
Well, it could be.
When we chop wood at the ranch, we just took a big. The biggest log, and then you would put the wood on top of that and chop. You would put what you were going to,
yeah,
on top of a big mm-hmm. or two big logs that you would bring in from the wood pile
mm-hmm.
when you're bringing down wood.
That's a good way to do it too. okay, let's see. A farmer uses what kind of machines to prepare the field? Yeah, prepare the field. What do you think?
A tractor. In the upper valley over there, I used to see feeders, seeders they call them.
Mm-hmm.
They put the seed in and then pull it with a tractor.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the name of the machine that smooths the soil?
Mm-mm.
A harrow? Have you heard of a harrow?
Yeah, that sounds familiar, but I never had one.
Right. Have you ever heard of a Fresno?
Fresno?
Mm-hmm.
Only in California. I don't know what that is.
Fresno, California. Well, it's an earth mover that's pulled by, I guess, mules or donkeys. It's like a big, you know, like we have steam shovels. Well, it's like an original steam shovel, but it's pulled by horses. So the horse pulls the scoop.
Well, that's called a plow.
But some of the bank buildings downtown, the basements were dug out by Fresnos.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Originally?
Yeah.
A long, long time ago.
Yeah, and I guess it took a long time, too.
Well, we had wells that were dug out by Mexicans with a bucket at the ranch.
Oh, wow.
Way down
there. Wow.
Yeah.
They went down there and, my goodness.
Yeah, they just had to keep digging until they got water.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and
how scary.
There are two of those. Well, let's see.
You have pictures?
Well, here. See this well right there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's a storage tank. But where that windmill is, that was hand-dug by Mexicans in the 1800s.
My goodness.
Yeah. And we just call them hand-dug well by Mexicans with buckets.
have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
Mm-mm.
Okay. How about a buck scraper?
Buck scraper?
Okay.
Are these farm terms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not a farmer.
But you might have heard, you know, we never know. We have to ask.
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, I taught second grade, too, and I thought we did a lot about farms, but I don't remember that.
These are pretty, not so much technical as familiar terms to a farmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the ranch, what kind of tools were there? I mean, to mark the cattle, you use what?
Branding iron.
Okay, what other tools would you use?
Well, you had a dehorner, which was like a big pair of, you know, instead of doing the trimming your bushes.
Oh, uh-huh.
This thing had big, long handles, and it had a round blade,
mm-hmm.
and you stuck it in there and went, got the horn out on each side. That's a dehorner.